Hi. Can we talk? No, it's not anything bad. It's just something that I've been holding back for a while now, but I think it's really important for you to know. No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's about me, not you. What do you mean it's starting to sound like a breakup talk? We're not even dating yet. Yes, I may have said yet. And yes, that might have something to do with what I want to talk to you about. Maybe. Assuming I don't chicken out. Yes, I know I said that part out loud. Still doesn't mean anything. Plausible deniability and all that. Okay, the thing I have to tell you, what I really need you to know. Can you give me a few seconds to prepare myself? Also, think of an escape route if I chicken out again. Also, can you pretend you didn't hear that part? Thanks. So, how do I begin? Remember that Valentine's Day when you found that unsigned love letter in your locker? No, it wasn't me. Definitely not. I didn't have the guts to send mine. Please ignore that last part. Anyways, you know how in the letter it talked about how much she loved you and wanted your babies, and it got really lewd at one point? I mean, really. I'm not even sure some of those positions are possible. I got kind of horny just reading it, and you never really found out who sent it either. No, really, it wasn't me. You wouldn't want to be with that bitch anyways. Not that I know who it is. No, really, it's not like I tracked her down and threatened her into backing off or anything, because that would be wrong, even if she was a bitch. Hypothetically. I think I lost track of the point somewhere. Where was I again? No, don't just ask about that bitch who sent you that letter. She's not worth your time, and she's not getting anywhere near you. I made sure of that. Again, hypothetically, of course. Ugh, why is this so hard? Thanks for being so patient with me, by the way. You're always so kind to me. That's one of the things I love about. No, you heard nothing. Okay, ignore that. Let's try again. What I'm trying to say is that I really love your lips. Yes, I love your lips. They're really nice lips, you know? Like Daniel Radcliffe's. I've always wanted to know what it's like to kiss Daniel Radcliffe. That's normal, right? And it definitely has nothing to do with you specifically. You just have nice lips, that's all. So, can I try kissing you? Not because I want to kiss you in particular or anything, just your lips, which happen to be attached to you. Nothing strange about that. I can? Really? Okay, then. I'm gonna do it. Last chance to back out before I violate your lips. Like, are you really sure you? You just kissed me. No, I didn't ask you to kiss me. I asked if I can kiss you. Not because I like you or anything, of course, but. Wow, is that what kissing you feels like? If it is, I think I really like kissing you. Wait, no, not you. I meant, what was that celebrity again? Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, so not you specifically, just your lips, since they're similar and all that. No, it was just a really nice first kiss. Not because it was you or anything. No, no, of course not. Just because you have nice lips and really nice eyes too. Actually, you're really handsome. You know that? I mean, objectively speaking. Yeah, that was my first kiss. I wanted to make sure my first time was with someone I really, really liked. Wait, I don't mean that I liked you. I'm not saying that I don't like you. I do, but I mean, we're not like together or anything. Just, you know, hypothetically speaking, I might be perfectly fine with you being my first kiss for reasons. Forget I said anything. It was a perfectly fine first kiss, and may or may not have been exactly how I imagined it. But we could stop talking about me. Let's talk about you instead. Yeah, you did me a really big favor letting me kiss you and all that, so is there anything you want me to do for you? Like, as thanks? Wait, what? You want me to kiss you again? Are you sure? Like, really, really sure? I mean, why would you want to kiss me? Was I really a good kisser or something? Okay. I guess it makes sense that you would want to kiss me in exchange for letting me kiss you. I think. But seriously, are you sure that's what you want? I'm sure there's a lot of other things that I can... I guess that answers my question. Maybe? You do want to kiss me though, right? This isn't just because you're a good friend since I like, your lips. Because they're really nice, you know. Maybe even nicer than Daniel Radcliffe's. Or was it Christian Bale? I don't know, one of the two. Oh my god, your lips are really nice, and the rest of your body too, and your... Wait, why are you touching my breast? I mean, you don't have to stop or anything, it's totally fine for you to grope my breast. I'm just wondering, since you're always good with boundaries and all that, unfortunately. Oh, I... started touching your dick? There's a perfectly reasonable explanation for that. I just can't think of it yet. Would you believe me if I said it was an accident? I mean, I didn't mean to, but my hands just brushed past it and, you know. I was full on fondling it? For how long? And you let me? Okay, new excuse. The reason I was groping your dick is because... You have to take responsibility. Yeah, you have to take responsibility for kissing me. It was my first kiss, and I wanted it to be with someone that I really liked, and now I can't give it to you. I mean, my hypothetical future boyfriend. My first kiss, anymore. So... You have to take responsibility for that. No, it makes perfect sense. Since you took my first kiss, you have to follow through with it. Didn't you know it's how first kiss etiquette works? You can't just leave me hanging like that. You have to show me you mean it. What do I mean? Well, the way I see it, if you're going to take my first kiss, you have to take my virginity too. No, look, it makes sense. You take responsibility and sleep with me. You stole my first kiss, so you have to finish the job. Otherwise, I can't get married anymore. Okay, maybe this makes more sense in my head, but the point still stands. You know, since I'd want my first to be with the same person, so it feels like forever sort of thing. Not that we necessarily have to be together forever and get married and have three kids or anything. Look, my point is, you don't have a choice. If you don't have sex with me right now, then I'll die alone, surrounded by cats. And I don't even like cats. So unless you want me to be a cat lady, then we should have sex. Not that you really have to do it if you don't want to. I could be a cat lady. I heard that they're really trendy this year.
So, you're okay with it? Wait, you're not dating anyone, right? I'm not like some sort of third woman.
Oh, thank God. Wait, you have someone you like? Who? Wait, no, don't tell me. I'm trying to get you in bed with me, and it would be really awkward if I knew. So I'm just gonna pretend that there's nobody you're interested in, and I can just keep propositioning you like a normal best friend. Since that's what best friends do. But just you and me, alright? I'm not letting any of your other friends talk you into fucking them. Okay, so you're not sleeping with any of your other friends, that's good. So, about what I said. So you're fine with sleeping with me? I'm not some sort of disappointment or anything. Oh, that's good. If you said no, I was thinking about running away to Dubai or something. So, how are we gonna do this? Should we continue this on the bed? Since, you know, you being on top of me is nice and all, but it's a bit uncomfortable lying here on the ground. Yeah, we should probably get up. Stop laughing at me. It's not funny. You see this? This is my angry face. You won't like me when I'm angry at you. If you want to keep me happy, you'll have to make it up to me. Yes, as punishment. You'll carry me to the bed like a princess. Not that I fantasized about you doing this or anything. Okay, yeah, maybe I want to be treated like a princess sometimes, but only in general, not like by you specifically, because that would be weird since we're just friends and all. I can still see you laughing at me. Stop it or it... Ugh, you just picked me up. What'd you do that for? You can't just pick me up like that. Well, I mean, you can, since you just did it, but you just can't. Why? Because, I don't know, I mean, why would you do that anyways? It's not fair, you calling me your princess like that. Why do you have to be so hot? Did I say you were hot? I meant, it's really hot in here. Not that I'm saying you're ugly either, I just meant stuff. Okay, we're in bed now, so, does that mean we're really doing, like, it? Stop teasing me. You know what I mean, the thing, it. You know, sex. Oh, so we're actually doing it then. This isn't some sort of hyper-realistic fantasy. Not that I'm saying I fantasize about you or anything. Okay, so, how is this thing supposed to work? Do you just, like, stick it in? Is that how it works? Wait, I should probably take my clothes off first, right? There. Do you want them? My panties? Not that this means anything. This is a perfectly reasonable offer. Wait, I'm not saying that I'm going to give my panties to everyone. You're the only one I'd offer them to, but, I mean, forget it. You know what would make things clearer? Sex. So let's do that instead of talking about people I may or may not have offered my panties to. Okay, glad we're moving past that. So now, into the important part, sex. Wait, should you put a condom on first? Right, here. Why do I have condoms in my pocket? It's a new trend to keep condoms in your pocket. I don't know, I read it online. It's totally legit and not a random lie I made up to explain why I have condoms in my pocket because I totally wasn't expecting to have sex with you today. No, really, you're only having sex with me to take responsibility for taking my first kiss, right? So, I definitely couldn't have predicted that that would happen. It's not like I planned for this or anything. I mean, if I did, I would have needed to pretend to be you and cancel all your plans so you'd have time to come over, but I wouldn't do that. Right, nothing happened. End of story. Now take responsibility. So, you know how to put a condom on. But it's not because you've had a lot of sex before, right? It's just from health class, right? Because if you're going to sleep around with other girls, then we really need to have a long talk. Phew, I knew you weren't a man whore. After all, I'm not letting you sleep with any hussy if I haven't approved of her first. But, now that we've gotten that over with, I guess we can start now? I mean, you can still back out if you changed your mind, but I'm really horny right now and I really need you to fuck me. I'm ready. You can put it in now. It's in me. You're in me. I haven't even... Yes, I'm fine. I'm just really happy. Wait, no, it's not like you make me really happy or anything sappy like that. But I don't mean that you don't make me happy or something. You really do. You really make me happy. But in the I'm so glad we're friends kind of way, not the... I'm so madly in love with you and want to have your babies. Kind of happy. You know what? Forget talking. Let's just stop thinking and fuck. Do you think we could do that? Oh, it feels so good. I guess you're just a natural. Since you're not doing this with other girls, right? You better not be doing this with other girls. Nobody but me. Of course I mean this as a concerned friend and... No, I don't mean this as a friend. Because right now, in this moment, you're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. We're not letting you go. But don't worry, I'm yours too. So just fuck me and claim me as yours. Show those bitches that you don't need anyone else. Just me. You and me. Forever. Oh God. Oh God. That just happened. I just had sex with you. How did we even get here? but I won't regret it. Not this. And maybe, maybe now I can, remember the thing I wanted to tell you about, you know, before all this happened? Well, the thing is, I mean, I wanted to say, you know what? Forget it. We can talk about it later. But, you'll keep taking responsibility, right? Alright. Maybe I'll be able to tell you someday. But until then, we're still friends, right? And nobody else is gonna take my place? Then I guess I can wait. But one day, I'll tell you. And you'll be mine.